Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Now let's talk about the portal, a senior national recruiting analyst for On3 when it comes to basketball. He's all over the NBA draft, but also right now, that transfer portal. He is Jamie Shaw, On3 Sports, and he is with us right now. Jamie, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Guys, I'm doing well. I hope you are. Busy time of year.
It is a busy time of year. So
there's going to be 47 guys that enter the portal while you're talking to us.
Probably.
Right now.
So UNC, they're dead set on getting a big man. It sounds like maybe it ends up being Adu from Tennessee. What can you tell us about what the Heels are doing in the portal? It feels like big man is the big emphasis.
Yeah, sure. So, obviously, as we know, the last 5 years, Armando Bacot kind of manned the middle for the Tar Heels. He's out of eligibility. So they're taking a look in the portal to kind of get older at the position and have not much of a drop-off from Bacot. A couple names to watch: Yale transfer Danny Wolf, Tennessee transfer Jonas Adu are a couple guys to watch there. And they're probably also looking for some wing shooting as well, coming through from Cormac Ryan and all that. So, they'll be active in the portal, and they should have a big weekend coming up this week with Danny Wolf and Kay Tyson from Belmont scheduled to be on campus.
Now, Tyson, yeah, one of the – what's he shoot? 47% from three, I believe the number is. So he would be that Cormac Ryan of the next group. Any vibe on when we may hear something pertaining to Harrison Ingram, R.J. Davis? Are we a ways off on that? When do we expect some news on that front, if you have anything there?
Well, Harrison Ingram expected to probably look at the NBA stuff when it comes back. You know, the transfer portal closes 45 days after it opens, so May 1st. So as for entering the portal, you're kind of on pins and needles with the entire team until that window closes, and then you can go back into coaching your team and all that type of stuff. Now, the NBA draft happens, what is it, June 30th, I think? Yeah. And they can pull out of that all the way up until the beginning of June. So the NBA draft decision takes a little bit longer than the portal. But, yeah, so as for them entering the portal, that decision May 1st, NBA draft comes back probably beginning of June.
Yeah. We are talking with Jamie Shaw. On3 Sports specializes in the college hoop stuff, the recruiting, the transfer portal there. All right, so Kevin Keats has done a pretty good job in that transfer portal the last two off seasons. They already got Huntley Hatfield, the big from Louisville. That's a great addition. What's going on the NC State front now?
Well, you look at it, Vaughn, DJ Burns, Casey Morsell, DJ Horn, integral pieces to the Final Four runs that they had this year. Looking through what they're going to be trying to bring in, a big, a wing shooter, and a guard that can kind of create a little bit. A couple guys they've already had on campus or are looking to have on campus, Ryan Conwell from Indiana State. Came in last weekend. Freddie DeLeon from Tennessee. He was at Raleigh Word of God. He came in this week. And then another guy to kind of watch is Georgetown transfer Dontrez Styles. Started out at UNC, played last year at Georgetown, originally from Kinston, North Carolina, 6'6" forward, averaged about 12 a game last year. He's another guy to kind of keep an eye on there to replace what they have that has left.
Jamie, the situation right now with Jeremy Roach going the draft portal route, is that an example, perhaps, of how difficult it is for these programs right now with the portal, with the constant roster turnover, that Duke may want a guy like Roach back to complement Foster and Proctor and Flagg, but if he wants to go the draft route, you can't really, sometimes, depending on how much you need, you can't wait for too long either on these guys making decisions, right? Because of how fast this portal's moving right now.
For sure. It also kind of shows us how difficult it is to manage and create a roster. You know, they have the number one recruiting class coming in, led by Cooper Flagg, you know, Isaiah Evans from Charlotte, Colin Knipple from Wisconsin. all of those guys, Darren Harris out of Virginia, a six-man recruiting class that's number one in the country, but they also have Tyrese Proctor, Caleb Foster, who have announced that they're coming back as well. So at the end of the day, creating a roster becomes a numbers game. And you know, some people have to make what decision is best for them.
There's a guy on campus right now today from Syracuse, Malik Brown with in Durham. He's a hybrid 4-5 guy, all first-team ACC defensively. How big would he be for Duke for what they need? But also, we've been clamoring for Duke to get older, right? And that's a guy that would kind of fit that narrative.
For sure. So what Malik Brown is he's a big-time defensive presence. You know, long, 6'8". He's from Virginia originally. Has great length, but he's a versatile defender. He can guard on the ball. He can guard off the ball. He can switch down and rotate down guard bigs and all that. So he is a versatile defensive presence that can come in around a whole bunch of shooters and offensive players. And as you said, he's had ACC experience. He had a very good season last year. I think he was second in the ACC in steals last year at about 2 a game at 6'8". Versatile fluidity and stuff. So he brings a different look than from what a Cooper Flagg or, say, a Tyrese Proctor, kind of those guys would bring with the defensive presence.
All right, last one I want to talk about is Steve Forbes. He's been another guy that's been able to work some portal magic. Hasn't quite resulted in that tourney bid, but my goodness, this dude can find a star point guard in the portal and get the most out of him. I haven't seen a ton, but you're living this, right? This is your life. What's Steve Forbes got going on?
Well, he got a transfer in from App State, a guy named Trayvon Spillers. He's from Charleston originally, went the Duco route, then played over at App State. He's a 6'7", versatile, 7-foot wingspan forward. The analytics on him are incredible. Defensive presence, he's very efficient offensively. Versatile defender. Another guy they're going after is William Kyle out of South Dakota State, originally from Nebraska. Another big analytic guy, defensive presence. Those two kind of added to the front court. We're still waiting to see what happens with Hunter Salas as he's declared for the NBA but still has his eligibility left. They had Boopy Miller that went into the portal. They had Andrew Carr went into the portal. Big man Efton Reed's coming back, and Cam Hildreth is coming back as of now. So they're trying to get more athletic and more versatile on their defensive end.
All right, man, you knocked it out of the park as we expected. Jamie Shaw is a great follow for basketball fans. This stuff's hard to follow, right? There's so much stuff happening. I mean, you need someone like Jamie. You follow him on Twitter or X or whatever you call it.
I have to check Duke's roster every 10 minutes right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So Jamie Shaw is a resource to bone, and everybody out there at Jamie Shaw 5 on Twitter on 3 Sports. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone, only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte sports fan.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.